Time for a Stain Gang podcast to talk to Stephanie Radecki about Midwestern State Volleyball, the most exciting sport on campus right now. Midwestern State Volleyball off to a rocking 8-2 start and spent very little time on the floor this weekend because you just swept past the competition. You won Saturday in like 61 minutes.
Yes. We played really well this weekend. I was really proud of the team.
What did you do well in this one?
I think we played really clean and smooth. It is really easy sometimes to struggle when you feel like maybe the competition is struggling too. I think
kind
that,
of play to the level.
Yeah,
of the competition.
Well, I don't want to disregard the talent on both teams. You know, Western New Mexico is really big in the middle and they really push their middles efficiently and do a really nice job moving their hitters around. They were a little bit out of sorts Friday. And I think, you know, Saul Ross is so fun to watch. Like, first of all, there's like 100 of them. They have the biggest roster I've seen in a while. At one point,
half of them are from El Paso, I think.
Yeah, like at one point during their hitting warm up, our team and their team were shagging, and I was like, "There's 40 people shagging right now." It felt like, but they're just so athletic and so feisty and kind of like that competitive, where they just. They just love to play, and you can see it, and you can feel it. And so, like, I don't want to disregard either teams. But like I said, I think Western was a little out of sorts, long trip. They were very out of system. It's very easy to get rattled in those type of matches and start to kind of get out of system yourself or kind of get caught off guard. And I think our team was able to manage that very well. So that was good to see.
What allowed you to manage it?
I just think they stayed focused. I think we talked a little bit on the post game Saturday about how like they have a really good composure right now, and it's confident. It's not overly confident. It's just kind of we understand the business side of it, and we have fun doing it. And so like the way that our team is entering the floor right now feels good. And so that's a nice place to be at this point in the season.
So what do you mean when you say the business of it?
Well, it's a job, like playing volleyball. Like it's fun, but it's the best job you'll ever have. It's so fun, but you do have a job to do, and like you want to see it as such. When you're on the floor, like when you miss responsibilities, then that's when your team starts to struggle. So each person has a role to play and responsibilities that they have to fill. And it's really important that you stay on task to those responsibilities.
We had a chance to visit with Jada Wright in the postgame show.
Yes.
On, I think it was Friday after Western New Mexico. She had an outstanding match.
She had an outstanding weekend. So.
She sure did. In fact, she's having an outstanding season.
She is having an outstanding season.
I think she hit well over 500 mm-hmm. on Friday. I think 530, if I'm not mistaken. I don't have it in front of me because I didn't do notes this week, as you can tell. But what I do have is what Jada Wright talked to us about in the postgame show, because I asked her what practices were like under the guidance of Stephanie Radecki.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
So
this will be fun.
Let's see what she had to say.
Very intense. You have to work on your mental and your physical. So a lot of the times it could be a more physical practice or a more mental practice, but overall just working together with the two of them help make a good practice for you.
So she's talking about your assistant there, Jennifer as well.
Yeah.
Who you guys are really a team, and I know I've talked to you about that before, and obviously the team sees it that way.
Yeah, I mean, I hope so. Jen does an amazing job. I think we've worked together for so long that it's kind of a really fluid interaction. She could be a head coach if she wanted to.
She
is an associate head coach. I'm extremely lucky that she has wanted to continue to be a part of this journey. And, I think she does a lot with our blocking. She does a lot with the opponent first swing side out. You can kind of see if you come to a game, I usually take huddles in timeouts that I call. She usually takes the huddles in the opponent's timeout when they call it, just to kind of talk to the team a little bit more about what they're doing and what we need to do defensively and blocking to stop those teams. And, I think it just works really well. And, I'm glad Jaden feels that way. I hope our practices feel intense.
Well, that's what I wanted to ask you about is, How, in what way are they intense?
Well,
and do you consider yourself an intense coach?
Well, I do, just because I think I have high standards, and I think that I try to visually see every day what can help us improve, like what we need to work on to get keep getting better. And any team that wants to see success and has goals of competing for championships, you have to get better every day. Like, you have to start to, every week you have to add some other dimension to your team. And I do think that, you know, that's something we focus on every week. And, you know, even last night we talked about it. We can feel good about what we've done so far, and we should. But if we don't continue to progress and continue to expect more, not just when we play, but in practice every day, that will kind of stunt our growth. So it's really important that we do have those intense practices. And like Jaden said, some of them may be more mentally challenging, some of them more physically challenging. But, you know, sometimes the physically challenging part is determined by the team. You know, here's your drill, here's your focus. If you struggle to get that goal and it takes you longer, sometimes it can be more physically demanding. So that's, I think that's where a lot of our drills kind of how they unfold during.
So what is a mental practice?
Well, you know, there's practices where maybe we work on shots where you're having to hit a specific shot. That can be a little bit frustrating for a hitter if you give them a small square footage, like here's this hula hoop, you need to hit in this hula hoop. That can be really challenging. When you add, well, if you have so many errors, you negative points, that can be mentally challenging. So, you know, I think that every drill kind of has both mental and physical aspects. It just depends on which is.
It sounds like you're also competing in your drills.
Yeah, you know, I think a lot of what we're doing now, especially in six-on-six drills, we definitely don't do a lot of starter versus non-starter drills. I think our roster is on the smaller side right now, so it's a little bit harder to do that. So a lot of the stuff we do is more like an even keel, if that's a word.
It's a word. I don't know if it's the word you're looking for,
I don't know
but
if
it's
it
a
was,
word.
But just wanted to call
no,
myself
but I understand.
Out there.
I
but
do,
like, just
I do
kind
understand
of
what you're saying.
Competing as even as possible, and here's our goal, and here's what we want to run, and here's what we want to incorporate today that maybe we haven't done as much of later, a certain play set or defending a certain play set, or what defense are we going to run, little things like that.
So am I getting overly excited about this season? And let me tell you where I'm at. Because initially I thought, well, if you just make the conference tournament, that's a success, and it is still.
Yes.
But it does seem like the bar's raised a little bit. Maybe I'm expecting a little bit more than that now. Maybe a higher seating and not just getting into the conference.
I think that everyone, we all are really excited about what this team's done, and there's nothing wrong with that. I think it's really impressive what this group has done so far, and we're going to continue to raise the bar. And, you know, obviously our goal is to compete for a championship. So as long as we meet that, get that first check, and we can advance to the conference tournament, then we can talk a little bit more about what we're going to do from there. But, you know, always once you advance, which is hopefully what we're able to accomplish this season, you know, you always go wanting to compete for the championship. You don't just go. There's way too many teams in this conference that want to go.
I would assume every team in the conference wants to go.
Yes.
But it seems like you've got a team constructed that can go and can compete.
I think so. I think it's really early yet. And, you know, obviously every time we play a team, we're playing a very impressive team. You know, just I've spent the day watching St. Ed's and St. Mary's. And
well, that's good because, you know, that's where you're headed this weekend.
Yeah. And I think it's, you know, it's deceptive. You can look at records and think, oh, well, their record isn't as strong as ours. That doesn't mean anything at this point. So both teams are very, very strong.
Is that kind of the any given Sunday theory that in this league, any team can win on any given night?
I think that's true, but I also think it's true that everyone's preseason schedule looks completely different. So depending on who you played in the preseason, that's going to determine your record. I think, you know, everyone will pull up conference standings right now, and really the conference standings are based on very little data. It's like 2 to 3
matches.
That's
why I'm not bothering to pull
them
up.
Yeah, like
I haven't
looked at them, but like
I don't even have to look at them. I know Midwestern State's at the top because you got a zero on the right hand
side. Yeah, but really they're just based on your overall record right now because there's such little conference matches to go on. And so that is all based on strength of schedule. You know, when you look at teams like Angelo State and West Texas that went to the Premier Challenge in Denver and maybe played a really strong preseason, and then other teams that maybe played average or not so strong, it's all relative.
You talked about your roster kind of getting shrinking on you a little bit. What challenges does that present to a coaching staff?
Well, I think, you know, a big challenge for us right now is just not having much depth in the setter position. You know, Elena's doing a phenomenal job, and she's
better than anybody else in the conference.
Very, very talented setter, and she's done a great job for us. And, you know, I think the biggest compliment I can give her is defensively. She's done a great job this fall. I think she's made huge improvements in that area, and you know, slowly working on making her comfortable being more of an offensive threat, which I think is really important in a 5-1. But that's obviously challenging. You know, we really have one true setter on the roster right now that's healthy, and the other, you know, Jenna Redding gets a lot of reps in practice in terms of playing that right back position. And, you know, for a kid that's not a true setter, it's extremely impressive the ball she puts up. And, you know, she set a little bit last spring in the gym, and has getting more reps kind of in warm-ups and during practice. And I mean, I'm not super worried about it, but it does create challenges in practice. Like Brooke Parker comes and practices with us. Kaylin, our graduate assistant, she was a setter. She has to step in. They'll both step in at some point today at practice. So it's nice to have those amazing players in our pocket that,
and
even
I
though they
she,
don't have eligibility.
I think she went to Montevallo.
She did. She played at Montevallo.
That,
she did.
Am I pronouncing
yes.
that right?
Yep.
Because instinctually, I want to mispronounce it, to be honest with you. But I asked her specifically
yes.
how to pronounce it, and I think that's what she told me. So
yes.
I hope I didn't screw it up on the podcast.
You didn't.
In front of God and everybody.
I know. He's definitely listening.
well, everybody's following the Mustangs now.
Yeah.
You're on a roll. But as you mentioned, you've got St. Edward's and St. Mary's. You're on the road. Can you take what you did here under the dome, take it with you on the road this week?
Yeah, I mean, that's always a challenge. I think it's really important to stay focused and how we prepare. And I do think this team's done a nice job of preparing on the road. And not quite as long of a trip as our last one, but still a pretty significant time with Paul in the charter bus.
Do you keep Elena in bubble wrap just to make sure she's okay?
If I could, I would.
It's been so much fun watching this team this season, and I told people this 2 years ago when we did these podcasts. You'll be in on the ground floor of something.
Yes.
And it's been fun to kind of see the program just get better and better. And we're at a point now where we're really starting to see the fruits of your labor. So
thank you
very much. And thanks for bringing volleyball back
well,
to Midwestern
State. Well,
there's
a lot of people that have put in a lot of work to get where we're at right now. So that's exciting.
It is exciting. So follow the Stangs at MSUMustangs.com. And they'll be on the road this week. And you can see those games on Flo College. I'm Pete Stein. So long.